and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where I'm ready to let you start this moment on a note of optimism as we listen to the great, the outstanding, the wonderful Barbara Streisand singing Somewhere. We're going to be talking about night sweats again. I figured it might be good to help some of you ladies experiencing that to be optimistic from the start. Awesome singer. I've always loved her. That lady is just dynamic. I've got to let you hear more of that, and I will. Scout's honor. More Barbara Streisand as we feature this song. As we talk about night sweats, how many of you were with us last week when we began this discussion? Well, here's the thing. I know normally when I resume discussion of something, I'll often go ahead and give you a recap of what we talked about last. I won't do that this time. No real need to, for the most part. I mean, night sweats, you know, we're talking about, well, I guess I should mention this. Let's do this part. I think I'd be remiss if I didn't. We're talking about those postpartum night sweats that our precious mothers experience after, of course, they have delivered the babies. That's what postpartum is all about. But the focus here being on the night sweats that follow delivery of the baby. Low levels of hormones, including estrogen, change as the woman's body adjusts to not being pregnant anymore. Changes in the hormone levels can prompt an increase or a decrease in body temperature. Women may sweat more after pregnancy in order to get rid of excess fluid, and on and on. And so what it comes down to is, ladies, after you have given birth, your bodies, of course, are going through some changes, and those changes sometimes lead to night sweat. Yes. Now, what I'm going to do as we prepare to go into this discussion and delve into what you can do about it, because that's where we are now, I'm going to start sharing with you what you can do about those night sweats. Some of these you may be surprised. Some of them you're going to say, oh, really? Some of them you're going to be surprised because it's going to be so simple. But before we go into the how-tos, the what you can do's, let me let you finish with Barbara Streisand Somewhere, and then we're going to go back to the song that we featured last week when we began this discussion. We're going to play As. But first, the rest of Barbara Streisand singing Somewhere. A beautiful voice, powerful singer, Barbara Streisand. And now back to Stevie Wonder, whose song we were featuring when we began this discussion last week, As. All right, so I know you're ready. What can be done about these night sweats? Anything, or are you doomed to just suffer them? Well, who remembers the general time frame that night sweats last? Basically 2 to 6 weeks. So what can we do? I'm going to share with you some home remedies that might work for you, and I hope you're encouraged by that. Numero uno, stay cool. I know some of you thinking, now that was a cruel joke. But no, not really. I'm not trying to be like that. Check this out now. Stay cool by placing a bedside fan by the bed at night. That might help reduce some of the sweating. And I'm serious. They have some really good fans out there nowadays. And when I say good, very, very quiet, yet effective at putting out some air. They're not like those big circular things or those big square things that we used to use 50, 60, 80 years ago. And they put out as much or more noise than cool air. No, these things are small, some of them. I mean, you can still get the big ones and they'll get the job done. But they make some that are really, really small. Now, when I say small, I do mean this literally. About the size of some of those desktop speakers that you see. Yeah, some of the desktop speakers that you see that you use for a computer or something like that. That size. And yet, those things can put out some air. They can really help cool the room. So, you want to keep in mind, this is probably primarily for mom, not necessarily for mom and dad, because dad's probably not really experiencing any night sweats after the baby's been born. So you don't want that to get too cool. So you may need to just angle the fan in such a way that, the air hits mom without hitting dad, or just barely breezes by dad while really focusing on mom. Keeping the body cool helps reduce sweating. Now, so that's one thing you can do in staying cool at night. Consider using a bedside fan. Also, ladies, you might want to try opening windows to boost airflow, especially if it's not during the summer. You might want to consider readjusting the vents. You have your window unit, if it's an air conditioner. You may want to adjust those vents up or down. If you have the central air, you may want to consider opening the vent a little bit more to let more of that cool air into the room. And Dad, you may just need to dress a little differently or cover up a little bit more if Mom is really, really chilling. I mean, really chilling, in order to reduce those night sweats. And it'll be so much better for both of you. But speaking of Dad covering up a little bit more, Mom, you may want to consider using lightweight sheets and layered bed covers so that you use only as much as you really need. So that's one of the things you can do in staying cool. What else can you do to try to beat the night sweats after you have finally given birth to your precious baby? Think about this. Think about drinking cold water. As a rule, you know, it may not be such a healthy thing to drink cold, but in this case, the cold drink might be the way to go. Cold water after delivery, and particularly when experiencing postpartum night sweats, women's bodies may actually need more water than usual, as fluids or water weight leaves the body as sweat or urine. So you're going to need to be replacing some of that fluid, which means you're going to need to be drinking anyway. So while you're doing that, you're doing it to prevent dehydration. And as long as you're going to be drinking the water, it might as well be cold water that will help cool you from the inside. The water is going to help prevent dehydration. It'll also help with normal body functions and recovery after pregnancy. Okay, now, what else can we do in order to help with the night sweats? And remember, dads, husbands, I want you to be listening too, because you can share this with Mom. And just in case your wife, the mother of your children, your mother of your newborn, forgets some of these things, you can help remind her. This is about teamwork. It's a partnership. Yeah, so work this together. Moms, those of you who will be grandmothers, those of you who will be grandfathers to the newborn, great aunts, older siblings, share these tips with Mom, especially just before. I mean, right after, because there's nothing that says she has to start dealing with the night sweats before you remind her. Hey, Mom, just in case you start having night sweats, this is what you can do. How about this? Eat more soy. Yes, eat more soy. Studies into hot flashes in pregnancy and postpartum are limited, but there's a 2017 study that looked at 50 perimenopausal and postmenopausal women, and it concluded that taking soy supplements had the potential to improve flashes for menopausal women. The researchers found that the participants taking soy isoflavone supplements for 12 weeks had significant improvements in their hot flash symptoms. So, if the soy can help women who are going through menopause cope with their hot flashes, reduce that, may be able to help women who are experiencing postpartum night sweats. Reduce your night sweats, your heat. People can increase the soy intake using supplements or by eating some high soy foods such as tofu, tempeh, miso, natto. Always talk to a doctor before making dietary changes or introducing supplements, especially while breastfeeding. I don't mention while breastfeeding a lot, but I do frequently share with you the importance of checking with your doctor when it has to do with, you know, exercise routines, when it has to do with changing eating habits. This time is no exception. Don't get, desperate. That's the word I want. Don't get desperate now and say, no, I'm not taking the time to talk to my doctor. Go get that soy. Get that tofu. Even if it's just a matter of making a quick call to your doctor, you don't necessarily have to make a doctor's visit. Your doctor can probably give you this information, this advice, this guidance over the phone. So you're talking what? Maybe an 8-minute conversation, 10 minutes at the most. Okay, so what else can you do to help relieve the symptoms of night sweats? All right, we've talked about covers and layering the bed covers. So when you think about something else that has to do with cloth, with material, what else comes to your mind that mom can do in order to reduce the night sweats? Okay, think about clothing. All right, that's your next clue. Clothing. What else can mom do to reduce the heat so that she's not sweating as much after giving birth to her precious baby? Wear loose, there you go, loose clothing, but also natural fabrics. Want the clothing to be loose and natural. Natural fabrics, including cotton, linen, or silk, actually help the body's heat to escape. If possible, use cotton or linen sheets. Yep, cotton or linen sheets when sleeping. Try to avoid synthetic fabrics like polyester or lycra or tight clothes. These can make people sweat more because they prevent the body from losing the heat, kind of trap that heat in there. And that's what you don't want. You don't want to trap the heat. You want to let that heat escape. So we got some of the things that you can do. Again, some home remedies. The power is in your hands. Stay cool by using your bed fans or opening windows or making adjustments to the air conditioning, using lightweight sheets and layered bed covers, drinking cold water, eating more soy, remember your doctor, and wearing loose natural fabrics. More on dealing with night sweats in just a few.
Makes me the past, but that